by. Welcome and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference, IMS SOAP Gateway, a cost-effective way to get to IMS data. Today's teleconference will last approximately 60 minutes and will include a live question and answer session. In this teleconference, you'll learn how to use your existing investments as web services to enhance your SOA strategy, integrate application use across the enterprise and with business partners, and reduce your total cost of ownership. The speaker for today's teleconference is Kevin Flanagan, IBM Software Developer Information Management. At this time, I'd like to hand it over to our speaker, Kevin Flanagan.
Thank you. On behalf of the IBM Corporation, I would like to welcome you to this teleconference presentation on IMS SOAP Gateway. As you may know, IMS is about 40 years old. It may surprise some of you to learn that IMS dove into the fountain of youth and emerged as an SOA player. IMS can and should be one of the cornerstones of your SOA strategy going forward. Although I'm not sure my teenage sons would agree, I think any IMS people will find what we are doing in the IMS on-demand area is truly exciting. Our goal is to allow you to utilize your IMS assets, the data and transactions that have enabled your businesses to grow and thrive for decades, in new and exciting ways that will allow you to continue to leverage these assets for years to come. Slide 2, Agenda. Let me start by taking a few minutes to go over the agenda. We'll start with a quick look at a scenario where IMS SOAP Gateway can and should play an important role. Then I'll give you an overview of IMS SOAP Gateway and take a closer look at the features and customer value of the product. Then I'll show you several different ways you can access the IMS SOAP Gateway documentation. And finally, I'll walk you through a brief questionnaire that we have asking you for feedback and any requirements you might have for the IMS SOAP Gateway. Slide 3. Now let's take a quick look at a scenario for JK Motors, a fictitious car maker. Slide 4. Kathy is a business analyst at JK Motors. She has been charged with streamlining the process for customers ordering cars from JK Motors. How can she represent the business process? Slide 5. JK Motors web ordering process. Here is an overly simplified flowchart showing some of the processes that are involved in the initial stages of fulfilling an order placed by a customer using the JK Motors customer order website. JK Motors receives the order, validates the order and the customer qualifications, and then notifies accounting, production control, and marketing, providing the appropriate input required by each of those processes if the order is accepted. Slide 6. JK Motors has a large number of IMS transactions integrated into many of the processes used throughout the business. Kathy believes that web services is the way to go, and she needs to find a way to expose her company's current IMS transactions as web services. This will allow the company to open up its IMS transactions and make them available to a wide variety of environments, including the web. Her goal is to move from a green screen view of their IMS applications to a more modern and intuitive pictorial view. In doing this, her developers will change from dealing with COBOL copybooks, which describe the IMS application's input and output data structures, to WSDL files, standardized XML descriptions of the web services front ends for her IMS applications. Without changing her back-end IMS applications, she now has a standards-based description of the interface to her IMS applications that is easily understood by her web services developers. Slide 7. Now let's talk a little bit about what IMS SOAP Gateway is and what it does. Slide 8. IMS SOAP Gateway enables IMS applications to interoperate with applications outside of the IMS environment using the SOAP protocol to provide services independent of platform, environment, application language, or programming model. IMS SOAP Gateway assists you in enabling your IMS applications to become web services, allowing different types of client applications, such as Java, SAP, and .NET applications, to submit SOAP requests to IMS, which will drive the business logic in your COBOL IMS transactions. IMS SOAP Gateway is a lightweight web services solution which can be used to integrate IMS assets into the service-oriented architecture, SOA. It's a web services solution for IMS with direct SOAP support that leverages existing or new IMS TM applications as web services using easy deployment and configuration steps without the need for a full-function J2EE server. While you are certainly able to use existing IMS transactions without modification, some customers will find it beneficial to break down some of their more complex transactions into multiple, more focused transactions that can be used individually. In doing so, you can potentially save sizable amounts of resources in not having to run an entire complex and costly transaction that processes and returns huge amounts of data when you only want a very small portion of that data. Using this approach facilitates allowing your vendors and partners to interoperate with your back-end transaction and data systems in a business-to-business environment. IMS SOAP Gateway uses SOAP messages to support end-to-end integration between IMS transaction and third-party applications, for example, SAP applications communicating through SAP Exchange infrastructure, roll-your-own applications, or even Microsoft .NET applications. IMS SOAP Gateway assists an organization in the following areas: enterprise modernization and application development, enabling your legacy systems to interact with your newer systems; business-to-business, B2B integration, where you need to stitch together your systems with your customers' and your suppliers' systems; and service-oriented architecture implementation. IMS SOAP Gateway version 10.1.1 is now available at no additional charge to all IMS V10 customers. Slide 9. This slide shows a very high-level view of the IMS SOAP Gateway runtime environment. In a typical scenario, client applications, represented in the blue cloud on the left side of the slide, submit SOAP requests to IMS SOAP Gateway. IMS SOAP Gateway receives the requests, strips off the SOAP envelope, and passes the XML request to IMS Connect, where the COBOL XML adapter converts the XML to an EBCDIC byte array, which will be readable by the IMS application. IMS Connect then enqueues the request to the OTMA input queue. From there, it can be retrieved by any dependent region where the target IMS application can run. Any response from the IMS application is returned to the client application following the same path in the reverse direction. Slide 10, development and deployment. The development and deployment process for IMS SOAP Gateway web service application involves using a description of the IMS transaction's input and output messages to create the artifacts used by the web service. First, the web service application developer downloads the COBOL input and output message descriptions from IMS to the Rational Developer for SystemZ development environment, formerly known as WDZ, WebSphere Developer for Z-Series. Then the web service application developer develops the artifacts needed by the web service, an application-specific COBOL XML converter to be used in IMS Connect to convert incoming XML messages to the input COBOL byte array for the IMS application, and vice versa for the reply message, plus correlator XML and WSDL artifacts to be deployed to IMS SOAP Gateway. The correlator XML file defines the metadata used for runtime deployment. One correlator file is generated for each web service to be deployed to IMS SOAP Gateway. The correlator XML file is used to map an incoming SOAP request to the appropriate IMS transaction. The WSDL artifacts are used by the IMS SOAP Gateway deployment utility to deploy a web service to the IMS SOAP Gateway runtime for use by client applications. The generated COBOL XML converter is transferred to the host, where an IMS Connect systems programmer deploys it to IMS Connect. The correlator XML and WSDL artifacts for the web service are transferred to the machine where IMS SOAP Gateway is running and deployed to IMS SOAP Gateway by the web services administrator using the deployment utility shipped with IMS SOAP Gateway. Another of the artifacts deployed is a web service proxy, which the client application developer uses to access the generated web service. Now let's look at a couple of scenarios, one which uses the IMS Connect XML adapter and the other which does not. Slide 11, Scenario 1 with XML adapter. This slide presents the high-level scenario from a couple of slides ago in a little greater detail, expanding on the structure of the messages passed at various points. Again, we have the client application on the left, IMS SOAP Gateway on the middle, and IMS Connect and IMS on the right. You'll notice that OTMA is not pictured in this slide. This is simply because the slide is already very busy, and the content and structure of the message is not substantially changed as it passes through OTMA. An IMS web service request is kicked off at runtime by the client application submitting a SOAP request message over HTTP to IMS SOAP Gateway. As you can see, the SOAP message includes a SOAP envelope consisting of various SOAP tags that encompass the actual web request. IMS SOAP Gateway, where the IMS web service has been deployed, processes the SOAP envelope from the message and passes the XML request on to IMS Connect. IMS Connect receives the message and, using the XML adapter, which is running in IMS Connect along with the appropriate XML converters based on the target IMS application's input and output message structures, converts the XML data to an EBCDIC byte array. It passes this EBCDIC byte array onto OTMA, which in turn makes the byte array available to the IMS application. The IMS application then retrieves the input message, does whatever processing is required, and typically returns a reply message intended for the original client. IMS Connect retrieves the reply message from OTMA and constructs the XML tags for the output data based on the message definitions contained in the XML converters. IMS Connect then returns the XML reply to IMS SOAP Gateway, where it is wrapped in a SOAP envelope and returned to the originating client application. Slide 12, Scenario 2 without XML adapter. This second scenario is very similar, except that in this case, no XML transformation occurs in IMS Connect. In this case, the IMS application must be able to read the XML tags and the data together and know how to process them, both for the input and the output messages. It should be noted that processing the XML tags within your IMS applications requires that your existing IMS applications be modified or that you create new applications, such as IMS Java-based applications that understand XML. Slide 13, features. Now let's look at some of the features of IMS SOAP Gateway. Slide 14, web service-related features. IMS SOAP Gateway serves as an HTTP SOAP endpoint to accept and process SOAP requests to execute IMS web services. In this capacity, IMS SOAP Gateway functions as a SOAP server or web service provider. It conforms to the Simple Object Access Protocol version 1.1 and Web Services Definition Language version 1.1 open standards, as well as Web Services Interoperability Basic Profile version 1.1, which is the de facto standard for Web Services interoperability. There is also a wide array of tooling offered by IBM for developing and supporting web services. The preferred development environment for IMS SOAP Gateway is Rational Developer for System Z, RDZ. This development environment includes the functionality to generate the required WSDL and XML artifacts for use by IMS SOAP Gateway, as well as the COBOL XML converter runtime code that is used by the IMS Connect XML adapter. User-provided and third-party tooling support is also available to support various aspects of IMS SOAP Gateway. Slide 15, IMS-related features. Let's spend a few moments talking about the compatibility of IMS SOAP Gateway with IMS. First, IMS SOAP Gateway is currently only supported for commit mode 1, that is, send then commit protocol, sync level 0, that is, sync level none, non-conversational single segment messages. It supports persistent socket connections where each socket has an identifier which is generated internally by IMS SOAP Gateway. There is also an internal connection manager which implements a basic form of socket sharing. The purpose of this is to eliminate the overhead of opening a new socket connection to IMS Connect for each separate interaction. IMS SOAP Gateway supports both a socket timeout function and an execution timeout function. The socket timeout function is used by IMS SOAP Gateway to monitor the amount of time that it takes for the web service deployed in IMS SOAP Gateway to receive a response from IMS Connect after it has submitted a request. Execution timeout, on the other hand, is passed to IMS Connect, where it measures the amount of time that it takes IMS Connect to receive a response from IMS after it has submitted its request to IMS. The execution timeout value sent in for a given interaction overrides any timeout value already set in IMS Connect. An important thing to understand about these two timeouts is that the processing monitored by the socket timeout encompasses the processing monitored by execution timeout. As a result, your socket timeout value must always be larger than your execution timeout value in order for both timeouts to be meaningful. The IMS SOAP Gateway solution can be used with COBOL and now in version 10 PL1 IMS applications. The requirement for PL1 support has been especially important for our European and Asian customers, where PL1 is a popular IMS application language. IMS SOAP Gateway also supports the use of RACF security for authentication in IMS Connect and authorization in IMS. You can specify a user ID, password, and group name in a connection bundle used by a web service. In addition, IMS SOAP Gateway supports the use of SSL for connections between IMS SOAP Gateway and IMS Connect. Now let's go to the next slide, and I'll discuss a little bit more about the asynchronous callout support. Slide 16, IMS-related features. In IMS v10, we added an asynchronous callout function which enables IMS applications to act as clients and invoke external WebSphere J2EE applications or web services. This is accomplished by allowing IMS applications to issue insert alt PCB calls to send these callout requests. IMS SOAP Gateway includes logic to correlate the callout requests with the correct external applications. In addition, IMS security was enhanced to add authorization checking for retrieving callout requests from OTMA hold queues by IMS SOAP Gateway using the resume T-pipe request. Also, to provide assistance for routing callout requests, the asynchronous callout support utilizes the OTMA destination routing descriptor function to allow users to create routing descriptors for each callout destination such that the customer does not need to write code for the OTMA DFS-YPRX and DFS-YDRU exits. Slide 17, IMS v10 asynchronous callout. Here is a high-level diagram showing the IMS v10 asynchronous callout support as it relates to IMS SOAP Gateway. With this new asynchronous callout support, the IMS application can call out to an external application by issuing an insert alt PCB call to send a callout request to a web service and then either continues with other processing or ends. The output, if any, will be sent back to another IMS application, labeled IMS App 2 in this diagram, where the reply data is processed. The advantage of using asynchronous callout is that it does not hold up the IMS application region. However, it does require the IMS application to be designed in such a way that it is able to handle any output from the external application in a different IMS application instance. The flow normally starts with an initiating client kicking off an IMS application, IMS App 1 in this case, to be scheduled and run. The initiating client may be a terminal, an IMS Connect OTMA client driving an MPP or JMP program, or even a batch program. This IMS application places the callout request onto an asynchronous hold queue, a T-pipe in OTMA terminology, using an insert alt PCB call. OTMA routing descriptors can be used to relate the alt PCB to the appropriate destination T-pipe. The callout request is then retrieved from IMS Connect by IMS SOAP Gateway using a resume T-pipe request to pull the callout request from the designated asynchronous hold queue. Also new in IMS v10 is OTMA resume T-pipe security, which protects T-pipes from unauthorized access. The retrieved callout request can then be processed by IMS SOAP Gateway to invoke a web service. If the web service returns a response, that response will be tagged by IMS SOAP Gateway with a correlator ID and returned to IMS Connect. IMS Connect and OTMA will use that correlator ID to ensure that the proper IMS application, again IMS App 2, gets scheduled to process the web service response. Slide 18, security. Support for HTTPS, secure HTTP communications with web service callers, and secure socket layer connections between IMS SOAP Gateway and IMS Connect are provided as part of IMS SOAP Gateway. With the SSL support, IMS SOAP Gateway supports both client and server authentication during the initial handshaking process when a connection is established, as well as data encryption of the messages passed over that connection. The SSL parameters for IMS SOAP Gateway are set in the connection bundle associated with each web service, so the client that is authenticated is the one that is predefined for a given web service rather than the user of that web service. Slide 19, IMS SOAP Gateway platforms. IMS SOAP Gateway is supported on Windows, AIX, Z-Linux, and now in V10, to the delight of several customers who have asked specifically for this directly on ZOS. So now you are able to take advantage of all the inherent advantages of running IMS SOAP Gateway on Z-Series. Enhanced security, reliability, availability, scalability, speed, lower total cost of ownership, etc. Slide 20, agenda, customer value. What do we see as the customer value proposition for IMS SOAP Gateway? Slide 21, customer value. IMS SOAP Gateway allows you to create web services that use your existing IMS transactions in a service-oriented architecture environment, adding even greater value to your already valuable IMS assets. In creating web services to access your existing IMS transactions, no changes are required to those IMS transactions. It would be inefficient, not to mention expensive, to rewrite all of your IMS transactions in order to integrate them into your SOA. On the other hand, you could very well find that some of your transactions are extremely complex and do much more work than you want your web service to do. In this case, it will probably make sense to either modify the existing transaction or create new transactions that are more focused and limited in what they do. IMS SOAP Gateway asynchronous callout support allows you to modify your existing IMS transactions or create new ones so that IMS can act as a consumer of remote web services. IBM offers tooling support through every stage of the web service lifecycle, from design and development through deployment and usage. Most companies have to deal with an incredible mix of platforms, tools, communications protocols, standards, compliance requirements, etc., perhaps due to increased government regulation or the mergers and acquisitions activity that is so prevalent in today's on-demand world. Interoperability between heterogeneous environments is crucial. Not reinventing the wheel, but instead focusing on reusability of existing assets and infrastructure, protecting and leveraging current investments, these are some of the things that we are enabling our customers to do with our on-demand tools. The fact is, when it comes to speed, reliability, and scalability, IMS is tough to beat. However, you can have the best of both worlds by choosing to expose your existing IMS transactions as web services. You avoid rewriting your business logic, but at the same time, you open up IMS to play a major role in your SOA. Slide 22, RDZ license. Two free licenses for Rational Developer for System Z will be provided to IMS V10 customers at no charge. This license will restrict the development use of RDZ to developing web services with IMS SOAP Gateway V10 and the runtime use of that RDZ license to use with IMS V10. Customers are not entitled to support for RDZ from IBM for these two free licenses. However, this does not in any way limit your entitlement to support from IBM for IMS, IMS Connect, or IMS SOAP Gateway. And if you have a valid regular RDZ license, you would, of course, still be entitled to the full RDZ support from IBM for that license. Slide 23, where to start. So how do you get started? Slide 24, where to start. Start by going to the IMS website at www.ibm.com/IMS. and clicking on the IMS SOA Integration Suite link. From there, click on the IMS SOAP Gateway link. Once you are on the main IMS SOAP Gateway page, click on the link to the latest IMS SOAP Gateway version under Downloads on the right side of the page. At this point, in order to complete the download of the IMS SOAP Gateway code, you will be asked to sign in with your IBM ID or register for an IBM ID if you don't already have one. Slide 25, documentation. If you want to read about IMS SOAP Gateway, our documentation is made available to you in a number of ways. Via the Windows Start menu if you have installed IMS SOAP Gateway on Windows. For version 9 only, by accessing it directly in the installed IMS SOAP Gateway files, or from the web through the link shown to the V9 and V10 info centers, as well as through a link on the IMS SOAP Gateway page. Slide 26, requirements. We have included a short questionnaire for you in this presentation where we are soliciting your requirements for IMS SOAP Gateway. I won't go through these questions at this time, but please take some time to review these questions and provide us your feedback. As I mentioned, we are always interested in getting feedback. We are interested in hearing from both existing customers as well as potential customers. We have included the email address of the IMS SOAP Gateway development team lead, Himakar Chennapragada, in this presentation. He will welcome hearing from you, whether it be answers to these questions or your own questions, concerns, or suggestions for improvement. Slide 27, what are your requirements? Here is the list of requirements that I mentioned where we're soliciting your input. Slide 28, thank you for joining us today. We in IMS strive to be a customer-driven development organization so that we will be better able to satisfy the needs of our customers. We have enjoyed serving our customers for almost 40 years now. Our goal is to continue to keep IMS as an integral and vital part of your IT strategy for the foreseeable future. Thank you for your time and attention. Now I will hand it back to the operator for your questions.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Now we'd like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Right after the survey, we'll have a live question and answer session with the presenter. Now, your feedback is important to us. We appreciate the time you take to answer these few questions. To participate, simply press the star key, followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice, and please listen to all options before you make your selection. First, please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2, or if it was low, press star 3. We'll pause for a moment. Question 2, was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference at the right level? If it was, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. Or if it was more technical than you needed to hear, press star 3. Question number 3, what version of IMS are you on? If it's version 9, press star 1. Version 8, press star 2. Or version 7 and below, press star 3. Again, we'll pause. Just to make sure we get all of your responses, I'll repeat question 3. What version of IMS are you on? If it's version 9, press star 1. Version 8, star 2. Or version 7 and below, press star 3. Thanks for your patience. Question number 4, what is your current or planned use of IMS 10? If you currently have IMS 10, press star 1. If you plan to install IMS 10 over the next year, press star 2. If you're interested in IMS 10 in the future, press star 3. Or if you're not interested in IMS 10, press star 4. We'll conclude with our final question in just a moment. And finally, we hope you've enjoyed the teleconference today. Please let us know if you're interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding the products discussed today. If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. We'll take just a moment to assemble your responses, and then we'll move on to the question and answer session. And that will conclude our survey. Thanks again for your participation. Now let's move on to your questions. To ask your question, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, star 1 for questions. We'll pause for just a moment. First up, we have a question from Pete Patnick from Geico.
Kevin, thanks. It's an excellent presentation. And the slide 9, and it's Windows, AIX, and Z Linux support. I believe you have the ZOS support now.
Yes, that's true.
And that needs to be updated. And when IVTCV is going to work?
I'm sorry?
IVTCV, which is the conversational support.
I can't give you any dates at this point when the support would be available, but I can tell you it is one of their higher priorities, and they are working on it now.
Yeah, because we are the beta tester back in 2005, October of 2005,
uh-huh.
And we did also the XML adapter testing also. But we have raised this issue. Actually, we have two issues. We had three issues. One was ZOS support, which you guys did it after a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
The second one was to provide a tooling instead of WDZ, which is currently now RDZ.
Right.
And to provide a mainframe tooling. And just like the CICS applies nowadays with CICS 3.1 and 3.2, and so provide a mainframe tooling. And so that, you know, we can convert the copybooks into WSDL. And the third issue, let's see. Yeah, I think those are the two issues, yeah. But we haven't had much luck, and we haven't heard from you. And we have discussed this thing with C. May and Haley Fung. And that's what we want to know. Where do you guys stand on this conversational support and the tooling for the mainframe, like, you know, instead of WDZ or RDZ?
Instead of RDZ?
Yeah, because RDZ, you know, that's a, you convert that thing, in, you have to install in the your PC to convert the copybooks into WSDL.
I see. Okay.
But what happens, I had these issues, actually, these three things I had asked them to do, back in 2005, 2006, that to provide a tooling in mainframe instead of a PC tooling.
Okay.
And provide the conversational support, which hasn't happened yet.
Right.
And the ZOS, of course, you did it. You know, ZOS is available now. You can run in the ZOS instead of, you know, in the Windows or Linux or EIX.
Right. Well, I know they've had a bunch of requirements. There has been a lot of interest in IMS SOAP Gateway, and the team is working on some of those, including the conversational support. I'm not actually a member of the IMS SOAP Gateway team, so I was not aware of the requirement for this tooling outside of RDZ on the host. And so what I'll do is I'll talk to Himakar about that and get an answer for you and get back to you with that. I'll have him get back in touch with you since he's obviously more close to IMS SOAP Gateway and where they're going with that product.
Thank you.
Next up, we have a question from Daryl Love.
Actually, Pete asked the question.
All right. Thanks very much. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, simply press star 1. There are no questions holding at the moment. So star 1 for questions, please. K, Kevin, to this point, no one else has signaled, so I will turn things back over to you for any additional comments that you might have.
Well, I'd just like to thank all of you for joining us. It's quite early here on the West Coast, but I'm happy to join you today and provide whatever information I can to help clarify how IMS Soap Gateway can be used as a part of your SOA infrastructure projects in the future. We would encourage you, as I said, to complete that survey. If you can do that and return the your answers to Himakar, that would be excellent. As again, we are in IMS moving always closer to an inside-out development model where we draw our direction from direct customer input. I hope you understand that there are many things on our plates in IMS, not just Soap Gateway, but all of the teams in IMS On Demand have a large number of requirements to respond to, and so we're tackling them as absolutely quickly as we possibly can, but we're confident that we are moving in the directions that are being requested by our customers. And we hope to be able to satisfy all these needs in the coming years and months. So, again, thank you for joining us this morning, and we look forward to hearing your response on that questionnaire and opening a dialogue with you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that will conclude today's program. Again, thank you for joining us, and have a good day.